Welcome to Women's Wellness Podcast with Lucy Catino and Nahal Horn, where we are tackling mommy stress one wellness practice at a time. This is a podcast for mothers seeking to rebrand ourselves while incorporating our gifts, talents, and our new professional identities. We provide listeners with wellness and coping strategies as we navigate our daily lives. Together, we will elevate with a holistic, healing, and empowering approach to catching our bliss. And today we have a perfect topic for you. We will be discussing how we are able to cultivate joy and play during these times. So here we are. My girl, Nahal, is going to share out what she's been up to because she's been up to a lot of fun lately.
Well, thank you, Lucy. Oh my, you know what? It's so funny. Like right before we started recording, we both were like, oh, you know, feeling, it's Friday. It's been a long week. We're like, how do we even have the energy to have fun? But we're like, you know what? There is so many, like, I know I have a almost 4-year-old. Every day there is something fun going on. And like, mm-hmm. for those of you listening, I know you get it. And for those of you who don't have kids, I bet you're having a lot more fun than I am. In different ways, maybe. in different ways. For me lately, honestly, we get up, we put some music on, and we're dancing it out all the time. And I notice even when I'm groggy, even when I'm cranky, even when I just like, please, I just want to lay in bed and sleep a little bit more. Once we get that music going, we just laugh and dance. And she makes fun of my dance moves. I make fun of her dance moves. And it's just like a great way to start the day. It's like, whether you have a meditation practice or even a practice like putting on the music like we do in the morning and just like dancing or just getting the energy moving out of your body and having like and being playful. I think one thing, whether or not you have kids or not, like being playful is something that we all are capable of and we all had it as kids. So it's just easier, I think, as a mom or a dad to see that playfulness in a child. And then it to spark your own like whimsical nature, curious nature, joyful nature. I think we all have it. It's like, have you ever read the book, The Little Prince?
Which book?
The Little Prince.
No, not yet. I haven't read that book actually.
It's probably one of my favorite books because it's all about a little boy, like a little prince. And he lives on a little planet and he goes to different planets where people are there's different adults living on their own planets and they're all too busy like working or doing something that's just not fun or boring or serious. And it's kind of like the story about how as we get older, we lose our imagination, we lose our sense of play, we lose our sense of lightness because we're just too busy working, toiling throughout the day. And I mean, really, that's how you get old. You know, age isn't like about getting old. It's a lot of times being young at heart and playful in spirit is like the key to staying young forever.
No, that is very, very true. And that just, it actually made me think about a few weeks ago, I was in my living room. I don't remember what I was doing, but I just started dancing and dancing like no one was watching me.
Oh my God.
And it felt so liberating, right? It just was so liberating and I felt so happy. And I was like, why don't I do this more often? Like, who's telling me that I cannot dance by myself and just look absolutely insane? But it's beautiful. And I've always loved to dance as a kid. Like my mom used to say that, you used to dance all the time. And I was like, well, I'm going to dance all the time now. So that's been my little joy lately is just dancing, you know, putting on my favorite types of music and I listen to everything. And so I kind of go with the mood and just, and move. And so I highly encourage that for those who are listening. If you're looking for something to lift up your mood and just elevate you, dancing is definitely, I highly recommend it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Same here. It's like getting into your body, getting out of your head. And I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, this is the best time now that everybody's feeling a little bit better, getting outside, socializing more. And not as we're not in such survival mode. I think now is a good time to start these practices that make us feel good, like dancing,
That's
whenever
right.
we have the time. You know, while we're feeling good, while we're feeling a little more safe, and you know, I'm not saying that the world is completely okay, but we're all feeling a little bit of like hope in the air, a little bit, little by little. So,
Definitely. And hold on to that hope too. Like
yeah, thank you.
whatever it is that you know, just keep that hope alive and secure. I think that's also something that's been helping me too, like just being hopeful for the future and moving forward and being excited about what the future looks like. Because that's also important too, like the things that the narratives were playing out in our own heads and you know, watch your environment. You know, who are you around? How are they
Yeah.
making you feel? You know, that's it also contributes to your joy and your happiness. So definitely be mindful of that. Yeah, right.
You know what? When you were saying that, I was just thinking, make sure you're around people that if you were to turn on the music, that they would dance with you.
Yeah, no, I love that. That is so true. Like they're not gonna sit there and look awkward and make you feel really uncomfortable. So
Yes.
that and if you look at life that way, like that's a beautiful way to look at how do I want to live my life, right?
Yeah.
You know, like I want to live my life in a way where if I want to turn on the music and dance, I want to be around people that's gonna join me in the celebration at
Yes.
the drop of a hat, and that's how I want to live. So, yeah, I
Thank
love
you.
that.
Yes. I mean, there's just so much joy and both getting together with people and moving your body and having beautiful, fun music and delicious food. I mean, oh, I think we all are craving that. And I think, yeah, spontaneous dance parties. What else has been bringing? I'm trying to think of what, like, every
Learning
day.
something new, right? So
Oh,
I've
yeah.
been like, you know, I bought I just bought a pair of roller skates
That's right.
because I always wanted to get better at it. Like I can kind of do it, but I'm not there yet. So I was like, you know what? As an adult, I'm just gonna buy it and just teach myself. So I've been doing that and really having fun with falling sometimes, and sometimes I feel proud because I'm like, oh my goodness, my balance is outstanding.
Yeah. Hey.
And so I've been having fun with that. So just it might not be roller skates, but try something new,
Yeah.
that you know that sparks that joy within you, you know, that keeps that curiosity, that feeling like a kid again,
Yes.
you know, and I think that it definitely helps.
I love that you said roller skating. I actually wanted to get a pair, so I'll let
You
you know when I
should.
get that
You should. And we
pair.
should like, you practice on your own, I'll practice on my
Yeah.
own, and we'll just like see where the progress is going.
If we fall,
And
that's okay.
that's okay. And the important thing is that we're having fun doing it. You
You know what? I
know,
love that. Another thing, my daughter and I, we just started doing Italian classes online with a teacher.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been the last month and a half. It all started out as a joke. I would pretend, like anyone who's Italian listening, I love the language and in no way am I
Yes.
making fun of
Love the language and the food.
it. But
Absolutely
oh,
love
don't
the
get me
food.
started. But I would wake up and I'd be like, oh, my bella bambina, my
Oh.
baby. I would just like talk in an Italian accent. And a friend of mine, I told her that I was doing this, and she said, why don't you take Italian classes with a friend of mine who teaches? So I was like, why not? So I started, and it has been such a joy to learn a new language with a Junie, with my daughter, and have fun with it. And it really sparks a different part of your brain. I don't know, it makes me
Does
feel like I'm a teenager again because I'm learning a language like I did in high
learning a
school.
new language, I love
Yes.
that. That is a good one. I'm gonna have to add that to my list too.
You know what? You just download Duolingo if you don't want to take classes. Have you heard of Duolingo? It's like,
No.
okay, yeah. Anyone who's listening, it's a totally free app, Duolingo, and they have all the different languages on there. And it's just fun games that you play, and it teaches you like basic conversational, whatever language you want to learn. There's like, I I'm pretty sure there's like Indian languages on there. There's
Wow.
Portuguese, French, Spanish, Arabic, yeah, Chinese.
Wow, I do want to learn Chinese too. I work with a lot of Chinese students and they're always
Cool.
like teaching me words here and there, and also Japanese as well.
My goodness.
So language fascinates me so much. Like it's because I feel like it's a way of connecting, and
Yes.
it makes me feel so good to be able to connect to someone else that speaks a totally different language than I. So I'm always like excited. I always ask like, oh, what's one word I should know? And when I get it, I'm like, oh my goodness, now I know a word in a different language. So
Yes,
it's
and
yeah.
language is beautiful because there are some words that are hard to translate into our native language, like whatever native
Yeah.
language you have, which yeah makes you think, wow, there's so many different ways to say like happy or sadness or whatever you're feeling. There's words
I
for
know.
yeah different ways to say it. So
I know. It's beautiful. That's a good one. I love that one. Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
so we have a lot of like different little tips and things that we've been doing to cultivate our joy and play. And I would always like, just to close it off, I encourage play.
Yeah.
Like whatever it is, laugh, play with
Yes.
your children, play with your partner,
Uh-huh.
play
Don't
with
take
your
yourself.
friends. Don't take yourself seriously because you know what? It's not that serious. Like I laugh at myself all the time. Like I'm constantly saying like, oh my goodness, you are like, what are you doing? And it calms me down in a sense because I'm like, okay, I see the silliness in it. And I'm like, okay, it's not that serious. I can figure it out. I can try again, or this can be fixed and just move on from there. So definitely carve out some time for play, whatever that looks like for you. It could be going golfing, it could be playing basketball, playing video games. I don't know. Do you
Doing
have anything else?
it. You know what? Sometimes it could be beautifying yourself, doing a new hairstyle, makeup, dressing up, wearing something colorful and bright, going on a date with yourself to get ice cream, something
Oh, yes,
simple.
something simple. That's a good one. Take yourself out on a date. I love that. I love that. Even if it's like a coffee date,
Oh
treat
my gosh.
yourself to that latte. And saying that just made me think of my favorite latte spot in LA, which I will be going to
Ooh.
this weekend.
Oh my
So
gosh,
that's a good idea. I know,
enjoy
right?
that. I love
Yep.
it.
Yeah, so that definitely a warm cup of coffee brings me so much joy.
Same here.
So much joy. So beautiful. And we would love to hear some more ideas from our listeners. If you want to just pop in, leave us a voice note, leave us comments, reach us on our social media. I'm at luce.inspiration, where I post all inspirational posts. Quotes and what I've been up to doing. Yeah, just get on there and get inspired. Again, it's LUCE dot inspiration. And I hope that you are cultivating your joy and play right now as myself and Nahal are. We have been lately having so much fun with ourselves and our family. And yeah, and so we would love to hear from you. And we are sending you so much love until the next time.
Lots of love. Till then.
Till then.